This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's adventures in secret cyber espionage you had no idea was going on comes to us from the Russian software company Kaspersky Labs. Security researchers there say they have found what are basically spying programs on machines located in 30 different countries, Iran, Russia, China among them, specifically not the United States, we ought to say. The news here isn't that some pretty sophisticated hackers, widely suspected to be the NSA, got into the computer software. The news is that they got into something called the firmware, the code that tells your computer, just for instance, where in the memory that Word document you saved is. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn explains why that is such a big deal.
Security researchers like Stephen Cobb say the troubling thing about hacking firmware is it's so deep, it's hard to see, much less root out.
The point of this firmware hacking is that it gives a foothold to the attacker in a system which persists not only if they reboot the system, but even if they reformat the hard drive.
The attacker can then scale up surveillance, from logging keystrokes to activating webcams. John Taggart, a researcher at Malwarebytes, says the most impressive part of this attack is the fact that it included hard drives from more than a dozen companies, covering basically the entire industry.
Doing this on just one brand of hard drive would be an almost Herculean task. You have to understand the hardware as well, if not more, than the original manufacturer.
Those manufacturers will now have some explaining to do, starting with how the hackers managed to get or reverse engineer the source code in the first place. Vincent Liu, a former NSA analyst who advises Fortune 500 companies on security issues, thinks they'll have to hire third parties to prove to foreign customers their drives are malware-free.
And also that you're building in security measures to prevent future malware from being installed.
All of which could put a pinch on the commodity hard drive business.
It's going to cost more, period.
Liu says the only consolation for hard drive companies like Seagate and Western Digital is that their competitors were hit, too. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.